talking about your faith can feel exciting or terrifying. Sometimes both at once. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It's not always easy to bring up Jesus in conversation. What if you say the wrong thing? What if your friend doesn't want to hear it? But God doesn't leave you to figure it out on your own. He gives you the Holy Spirit and even practical wisdom from His Word to help you share your faith. That's what today's story is about. It's called Tips for Sharing Your Faith by Emily Acker. Sharing our faith can be exciting, especially if someone is eager to listen. How can we do this well? Well, here are some tips. First, be prepared. The Bible tells us we should always be ready to explain our hope. That's from 1 Peter 3:15. If we want to bear witness to the good news of Jesus, it's important to be investing in our relationship with God and continually deepening our understanding of our faith. Regularly reading God's Word, talking with Him in prayer, and gathering with His people will help us be ready to share how the death and resurrection of Jesus saved us from our sins. Second, choose the right timing. For example, if a friend is going through something really difficult, we might think that telling them about Jesus is the best way to help. That might be true, but we might also need to just be a friend, letting them talk about what they're going through and really listening to them. If we try to push our faith on others, or if we try to talk about spiritual things in the wrong timing, they may walk away feeling more alone than ever. Third, watch your language and your attitude. If we grew up around Christians, we might be familiar with words and concepts that others won't understand right away. We might also assume that everyone knows certain things about God. It can be helpful to use simple language when sharing our faith, at least in the beginning. Maybe we start by asking the person we're talking with what they have heard about God or how they feel about Him. It's important to be patient and kind too, speaking with gentleness and respect. That's in 1 Peter 3:15 again. This can be difficult sometimes, but as we rest in Jesus' love for us, He will help us have the same loving attitude toward others that He has toward us. Read about that in John 15:5 and Philippians 2:5. Finally, follow God's lead and direction. Above all, when we're sharing our faith, we should pray often. We can ask God about how we can invite others to know Him. And we can listen when He calls us to talk with someone and when He calls us to wait. Remember, timing matters, and we can trust that God's timing is just right. Let's talk about this a little more. Have you ever talked about your faith with someone who didn't know Jesus? What was that like? Do you feel prepared to tell others about Jesus and invite them to follow Him if you get the chance? What steps could you take to become more prepared? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 10:14, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Now, I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Matthew 28:18-20, 1 Corinthians 3:6-8, and 1 Peter 3:15-16. To keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And I'd like to say thank you to Tabitha for sharing her prayer request with us. And Tabitha, we are praying for you. And if you have something going on that you'd like some prayer for, we're here for you too. So let us know how we can pray when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me. Should Christians celebrate Halloween? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.